producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kurt Nemo wrote a story yesterday, somewhat critical of Donald Trump's tax plan, saying it doesn't cut enough. I've tried to read at Trump's website exactly what it's going to do. It's somewhat transparent, but also has a few pitfalls. But the Wall Street Journal's come out saying tax reform for security and prosperity, four tax brackets, 0, 10%, 20, and 25. That's a lot better than the 40% bracket I'm in. I had a CPA tell me this morning, if we try to pay all the fake taxes because we know we're targets, that the way we had it set up, we're probably paying too much taxes. But no marriage penalty, no alternative minimum tax. So we're going to try to research here and fact check Trump's tax claims. And I'm going to try to get to the bottom of it for myself and find out who exactly is right around here. I was just getting into Nancy Pelosi saying I haven't seen the Planned Parenthood videos, but that it's doctored, it's fake, it's a lie, and it should be investigated. And that she basically makes her own reality. And she looks like, if I was casting a woman for like a brainwashed robot person or a Stepford wife, it'd be her. I mean, these people are just the most ridiculous con artists you can imagine, who've been getting away with doubling and tripling down their fraud for so long. They just sit there shoveling pure bull directly at us. And I guess history will be the judge whether they were triumphant in this overthrow of reality. Jim in FEMA Region 4, what former state are you in now under FEMA occupation, Jim?
Carolina.
All right, well, welcome.
I'm calling about Putin, Assad, Hillary Clinton, and the conspiracy behind the propaganda to keep us stupid. It was vital for Putin to get Crimea first. That way he could have the Black Sea. Turkey's going to be key in that kind of blackmail game they're playing with NATO and the banks. The criminal government has been killing everybody in that region who has proof of their, you know, of them being crooks. And so what Putin did was he went and got buddy-buddy with Iraq first, set up military there, got into Syria, got in good with Assad to keep him alive. He's a big poker chip. And you, Al Jazeera, and one Israeli newspaper were the only ones who report about China coming in through the Suez Canal. That was big time. So China's going to have a little role to play in this too, but you know, France is in there messing around with ISIS, and...
Well, that's right. They say France is the biggest single backer, even more than the U.S., in this ISIS backing. So France stays out of all these other wars, but then commits itself behind ISIS. How sickening.
All right. Do you remember Tuesday, Iran had a big parade, military defense parade, and they showed off a ballistic missile. And it wasn't long after that, Germany goes and they showcase their laser nuclear Gatling gun thing. Well, the only purpose for that thing is to shoot down ballistic missiles. That's all. That's sole purpose of a laser Gatling gun. And so it's looking like, you know, they want to control the propaganda. They want to control what we know, you know, Facebook and all that, alternative media, you, everybody, from controlling the narrative of what's really going on. Putin is going to be the new daddy of the Middle East, and he's going to be backed by China. So we're going to lose our influence over there, and that's going to bring
down. Which was probably a plan the whole time by the globalists. You ever think about that? See, they've got to bring America down. And they put Russia in a position where Russia has to defend itself and is given the moral high ground, which then makes America sink. That is a globalist chess game for you right there. Great points, Jim. I couldn't agree with you more. Just very forcefully and simply put forward, you're dead on. Thank you, Sebastian and others. Your calls are straight ahead.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Time to take the ball to the walls in the fight against tyranny. That means press the accelerator all the way down to metal. That means take a wrecking ball to the globalist Berlin Wall of media censorship, where Facebook and others here in the United States and in Europe will censor any criticism of open border stunts. Facebook last Wednesday and Thursday completely banned within hours an article by Kit Daniels coining the term Pope Kid in staged photo op. They just blocked it. And now Mark Zuckerberg caught on tape. It's up on InfoWars.com. You want to hear it and see it. Admitting that they're censoring anti-migrant posts on Facebook and promising the president of Germany that he'll do more to censor. And then I have experienced it. I can't show a fake staged event with an anchor baby. I'm not against that little girl, But I can't go to Mexico and have a baby free. The elite want to bring in third world populations to drive down wages and create political anarchy. That is Tower of Babel. We're all fighting with each other so they can rule over us. But the fact is, whether my criticism of immigrants is good or bad, I have free speech, and you shouldn't be censoring it when it doesn't violate your terms of service. I know I keep hammering on that, but it's a big, big deal. Meanwhile, speaking of censorship, and I'm going right back to your calls, there's this article out of the Washington Examiner. Lawmakers, U.S. plan for internet may be unconstitutional. President Obama's plan to internationalize, that's a quote, the internet may be unconstitutional, key members of Congress are saying. The group of lawmakers sent a letter to the Government Accountability Office last week saying the plan to relinquish oversight of internet domain name functions to a global multi-stakeholder body raised questions about the administration's authority to transfer possession and control of critical components of the internet's infrastructure to a third party. Yeah, the U.S. built it, paid for it, it's working fine, it's global. Why give it to the U.N.? Because they're going to put it under U.N. regulations, taxes, and censorship. We had articles yesterday about this U.N. summit with the feminist groups saying any criticism about the patriarchy will be bad. The letter was signed by the chairman of both congressional Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley and Bob Goodlatte. I pronounced that right. Presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz, Daryl Issa, and others. The lawmakers point out the Constitution says Congress has the exclusive power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations representing and respecting the authority, the territory, and other property belonging to the United States. Yeah, but the Constitution says a lot of other stuff, too, that the central government, the executive branch, the bureaucracy has been completely trampling into the dirt. Coming up, court upholds judgment against Monsanto, looming catastrophe from diseased rates. Billionaire warns of danger ahead. We're going to be getting into all of that, some of the news up on InfoWars.com as well. And I'm researching the so-called tax cuts of Donald Trump deeply. I mean, I've read what he said. I've read what he claims. I'm trying to compare it to the law, current tax structures. But I think it's some of the most aggressive tax cuts I've heard of in a long time. And so in a cursory research, a cursory view of it, I think it's a great idea. I'm not criticizing one of our writers, Kurt Nemo. I don't really control what Kurt says or does. I don't really read what he writes first before he puts it out because I know he's a smart guy. I respect him. I probably agree with 95% of his views. And so my writers are not slaves to InfoWars. I review them. I think they're good people. I think they care about the truth. I think they have interesting perspectives. And so then I let them write what they want. But I read this article yesterday and I thought, well, what is this? Millions of Americans will realize little or no benefit from Donald Trump's tax plan. Political class will never admit taxation is theft. So I guess instead of going with all the other headlines that Donald Trump wanted massive cuts, Kurt went with kind of a catchy thing. And the more I read his article, and the more I read actually what they're doing, I guess he's got a point. The income tax is unconstitutional. The income tax wasn't around until 1913 with the Federal Reserve Enactment. Most Americans were exempt from it till the 50s. We built the country without it. We had 10% growth rates a year before it, now on average about 5% growth rates. It's not good, it's selectively enforced, and I get Kurt's point. Because when you read it, the upper middle class doesn't get any tax cuts. Presidential frontrunner Donald Trump releases details of his tax plan. If you want to get the economy going, get the middle class a tax cut too. The plan posted on Trump's Make America Great site is billed as a way to let people keep more money in their pockets and increase after-tax wages. Many Americans, however, will realize a significant gain. The plan is designed to primarily benefit the poor, the lower middle class, and corporations. Well, that's fine. I'll take whatever I can get. If you are single and earn less than $25,000 a year or married and jointly earn less than $50,000, you will not owe any income tax, the plan states. Well, that's fabulous. Because, I mean, even if I'm not in the $50,000 tax bracket, that's going to stir the economy up, create more investment, more saving to take huge taxes off folks making $50,000 a year. But the average person making $50,000 a year right now is paying something like 25%. That'd be zero, folks. That'd be huge. Trump claims the plan removes nearly 75 million households, over 50% from the income tax rolls, and will simplify income tax for all Americans. For individuals earning between $50,000 and $150,000, the tax rate will be 20%. That's beautiful. A reduction of approximately 5%, although this varies to a certain degree under the current arcane tax structure. Well, yeah, here's the problem. They've gotten rid of all the loopholes. And they're not loopholes. If this company or this corporation buys equipment, it's counted as my property, and I got to pay taxes on it. And then that stifles growth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to read the rest of it. I mean, I see Kurt's point. It's kind of a winding Byzantine article. But how about Donald Trump's bold tax plan doesn't go far enough? How about that? Maybe it's a good article because it's got me thinking. It's giving me a headache because I want to cut taxes, but I get the point that we need to really just get rid of the income tax entirely. But then if they do a national sales tax, they're going to have federal tax police out roaming around, cracking down on every clandestine black market under the table situation that we really just call swap meets, farmers markets, and stuff like that. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Sebastian in Colorado, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yes. Good to hear from you, Alex. I just wanted to ask about the globalists. In particular, they have access to military technology that's far beyond advanced, beyond anything that modern civilian is aware of. So how are we to protect ourselves and prepare ourselves if they decide to use any of these advanced technologies against us, such as maybe vibrational harmonic type devices that right. can affect our emotions or something like that?
Sure. DARPA admitted it's got to be like 18 years ago in the Toronto papers, but also in the Baltimore Sun, that they are testing based on cell phone technology waves to, quote, calm the public. And it was, I guess, a test article to see what response them openly admitting that would have. And we've had Dr. Nick Bagich on a lot to talk about some of the different electronic warfare systems that are out there. Before the globalists can use things like this really wide scale, they've got to get centralized control over everything, and they've got to get full control over scientific research, which they don't have completely yet, before they can move ahead with such bold moves. They certainly have been testing things like that. I mean, here's an example of Trojan horse stuff hiding in plain view. VW, now Audi, other companies are coming out saying, yeah, we have similar fraud systems in our emissions testing. So that does show how big, bold things can go on for quite a while. And undoubtedly, there is a lot of testing going on. But I don't think we can become intimidated, 7.5 billion humans, by different forms of technologies because a lot of that stuff's going to blow back on the establishment themselves. You know, the dumbing down of the public is also blowing back on the establishment. So the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, is what I'm getting at. But, yes, we're not in Kansas anymore, and there is a lot of advanced technology, but a lot of it is not theoretical. A lot of it's been developed and fielded, but still it's not widespread in its usage. And before they roll out with widespread, they'll start admitting a lot of it in the news. Like, oh, we are doing some geoengineering to save the Earth. Oh, we do add to some of the jet fuel, aluminum dioxide. Oh, we are weather modifying for the children. And then you know it's really getting ready to gear up once they start leaking it and testing it and preparing the public. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, I just want to say really briefly that me and my wife love it when you get mad on your show. Not pray not to the ill of your health, but we think that it's great. We should all be this upset.
Well, you and your wife are awesome. God bless you, brother. Yeah, but then when I get mad, I got a big crick in the back of my neck, and I want to blow up, and it's not healthy. But, I mean, you focus on this stuff as much as I do. It's very healthy to be exposing it, so we're doing good work. But getting down in it and having to focus on it and research it, it's just so ridiculous what they've gotten away with. I mean, it's, but that's the secret. It's so big. It's so crazy. Therein lies the secret.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday Worldwide Edition. I will continue with your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Then I'm going to get more into a big stack of economic news, more on the attempts to regulate and censor the Internet. I mean, really, what we've got going for us is that it's all out in the open now, but we also have that against us because if the public isn't warned or explained to how this is a bad idea, they may take all the things that are happening because it's calmly being done as no big deal and accept them. Like, oh, yeah, in Europe, you're arrested if you criticize open borders. Oh, yeah, in Europe, you can't criticize the government now. Oh, yeah, in England, you have no free speech. Oh, yeah, in America, you have no free speech. Yeah, there's a police lockdown because somebody had a rebel flag on their backpack. And the news just reports it with a straight face. This is the hysteria of a totalitarian system with just a Pavlovian dumbed-down public where they ring the bell and the public basically just starts cowering in fear of all the false threats while just merrily marching by the graveyard, whistling past it, as our country's future is being prepared to enter the grave. They are digging the hole right now. All our power, all our infrastructure, what we built, what we made, what we did, our intellectual property, the Internet, our industry, our coal, our resources, our children, our military, everything is being trashed right now. And America is being put on trial worldwide for all its crimes, but we're not being told. We're kept in this bubble as Putin is made the leader of the world. And I'll tell you, I'm not an idiot. I know our elite is more organized, more evil, more out of control. I don't think Putin is playing a part in all of this and does not want the United States to be destroyed. But nevertheless, Putin is being set up by the very globalists in Europe that run this country at one level to be the savior so he can be brought down as well. Because the globalists want to bring down every nation state standing, every family, every private company, every sole proprietorship. Everybody's got to learn to hit their knees and not just hit their knees out of fear, hit their knees out of total subservience and dependence on this one world government system. Forbes 3 years ago asked the question, why is there a war on lemonade stands, farmers markets, and swap meets? $15 million fines on garage sales. That's a Fox News headline. Under federal regulations, they haven't implemented yet, but they're starting to. What's that about? The ultimate crime in the future, the ultimate crime, will be defending yourself physically, defending yourself legally, or selling or trading produce or fuel or services to anyone. Homeland Security is set up where you're not going to get a job unless the TSA authorizes it. They're going to be on every street corner. I told you 14 years ago of this. Now you see it at the pubs visit. Pennsylvania, you name it. It's a total plan. Domestic controls. The TSA announced with the IRS last year that they didn't want any Americans being able to get out of the United States with even $1,000 cash. And then they went further. They said outside of law until Congress called them in finally. They said if the IRS has even opened a private investigation of even a form you didn't fill out with somebody you had to do work for you, in their filing they said anything including clerical errors or IRS questions or IRS investigations, not indictments, not grand juries, for any reason that you would not be allowed to leave the United States. And then they went further. They said, you know what? We don't want you to be able to get on a plane or international park. And we're going to check IDs to the national ID when you do it. Everything we said the national ID would be for, they have said in spades, in triplicate. I mean, this is the most brazen, biggest, healthiest, most gargantuan, oppressive, classical, flaming tyranny on steroids the world's ever seen. And it's just growing. And its tentacles are going into place everywhere. And it's just licking its big old lips with big old sharp teeth. And if you think the globalists have persecuted people so far, that was only a baby suckling. Now it's on both legs.
We're
and
on
it's
the
ready to kill.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got your call, Tim. Linda Mitchell and others, stay with me.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are a million different ways to jump up and down like a wild gorilla and warn your troop not to come up to a certain water hole because 25-foot crocodiles are in it and are going to grab you and eat you. But if the group doesn't listen to you and they go over the hill and go down to the water hole and a 25-foot crocodile launches out like a arrow out of a bow and snatches the orangutan, the chimpanzee, whatever it is, and drags it into the mud, eating it, now the group will start to listen. And that's the allegory I'm using right here. As I went out to break, I'm going, pure evil. They hate you and your family. They want to hurt you. They're coming after you. I use this example a lot because it's one of the totally cut and dry cases where they were caught red-handed in France and in Australia. Bayer Pharmaceutical, who gives money to the forced inoculation lobby, that gives money to the gun control lobby, that gives money to the open borders lobby. You look at the Fortune 100, all of them. But the Koch brothers give to open borders, gun control, world government, socialism, and this whole system of dependence. The Koch brothers give to both sides. They used to be just giving to the Democrats, but Clinton screwed them over, so they started paying both sides. But that's both sides of the same coin. So they're made the ultimate conspiracy pariah because, oh my gosh, there wouldn't be a right-wing media if it wasn't for the Koch brothers. Everyone that talks bad about the New World Order, why, you know, they must work for the Koch brothers. Every pseudo-intellectual out there doesn't have to actually do anything. They can just say Alex Jones works for the Koch brothers and then be super intellectuals and lay back and talk about how smart they are. Now, I wish the Koch brothers would give me $20 million a year. I could fund this operation. I don't have to sell anything. I don't have to advertise squat. In fact, I'm ready right now. If the Koch brothers have never given me one dime, they want to give me $20 million a year, I will continue to cover the exact same issues I am now, and I will not do anything they tell me to say or do, but I will take their money right now gladly. So please hand it over. But, oh, when Rachel Maddow gets stimulus money from General Electric that's tax-exempt and exempt from Obamacare and exempt from the power plant rules, that's okay. And NPR and the rest of it, that's all right. And now there's an admitted war, in the words of Media Matters, in the memo that came out in Politico 4 years ago to bring down the alternative libertarian conservative press, to bring down Fox News, Matt Drudge, and Alex Jones. I can't stand half of what's on Fox News. I love the Drudge Report. It's just a bunch of different diverse news. But Fox News is one of the most vicious attackers of this show. And why is that? Because Rupert Murdoch, in his other media empire, promotes anti-gun, anti-family, carbon tax garbage 24/7 pell-mell. And they don't like the fact that there's another news organization out there that is really libertarian, that is really patriot, that is really dedicated to saving the republic, that is really dedicated to free market. It's truly sickening. I remember about 6-7 years ago, it happened for about 2 years, Fox News executives, and I'm going to your calls, their major developers would call me and want me to go do pilots for Fox News. And you notice sometimes my producers or my staff would be on Fox News and not me in these TV shows. Because I said, nope. But I said, if you want to interview one of my staff, you can. I'm not going to work for Fox News. They'd say, you really don't want to have a show on Fox News? And I'd say, no, I don't want to have a show on Fox News. I mean, for one thing, I already reach an audience worldwide in many respects. You have more shows than I do, so you're much bigger. But for just, you know, one show per capita, I reach as much as one of your top shows does. So why would I want to do that when I'm already reaching audiences as big or bigger? Oh, and the other part, I make more money than the average Fox News host, a lot more. And the difference is I don't care about that money. That's money to then build an organization. I took the money that I made on over 160-plus radio stations, and I took that money that other hosts, again, would have jet airplanes and mansions and trophy wives, and I put that money not into luxury golf course memberships and stuff like that. Not that anything's wrong with that. That's what makes the economy go. I'm just saying I put it into news. I put it into trying to build something better. And I'm just digressing off into this. I'm going to go to your calls momentarily because to show how they spend things, after I would never go up to Fox News and meet with these people, they then had national news pieces out about Alex Jones wants a show on Fox News, and they had articles in Rolling Stone and articles in New York Daily News and all these articles about how I was refused a job at Fox News and I'm bitter and I'm unhappy. Think about the narcissistic mental illness of the executives at Fox News creating news articles that I later learned they had spurred to get written in the New York Magazine, at least. That was another one. To make it look like I was a failure and they were winners. Can you imagine the delusional world where guys sit around in offices and people come in and kiss their butt all day and they've got teleprompter readers that just put out the same dribble to pacify conservatives and stall libertarians so we think we've got a voice, and then they're out having articles written where they have simulated victories over me and simulated victories where I've been spurned. Can you imagine being that type of egomaniac that you would waste your time on that? But that's who the globalists hire, are these empty yes-men sellouts who would die and go to heaven to have all the opportunities I've had and the things I've turned down. And I'm not bragging. I'm just getting people into the nature of the sellouts. I mean, I get offered to be in big movies routinely and just go, sorry, can't do it. I get offered to have my own TV shows routinely. Sorry, can't do it. And that just shows how the truth is what sells. The truth is what is popular. And the world can't stand the fact that we've been successful, because you're part of this, the viewers and listeners, just as much as I am, and that they don't run and control what we say and what we do. And they see us growing and growing and growing. And that's why I know they're so easy to beat the minute the general public realizes what a fraud they are. And I'm not singling out Fox News. I mean, Fox News is nothing compared to the mental institution that is MSNBC, or the twisted, sycophantic joke that is CNN. I mean, these people are jokes. These people sold out the greatest country the world had ever seen. These people thought they were powerful because they were able to get control of America and run us in the ground. That's like taking control of a great, ancient, beautiful ship and running it onto the rocks and then dancing around on the deck, you know, peeing on the main sail, the main mast, and going, I dominated this. You didn't dominate anything, you trash. You ran it on the rocks, you scum. Because its existence and all the honor associated with it made you so upset and so nauseous that you couldn't be around it like a vampire can't be around the light of the midday sun. I don't mean to start ranting. I said I'd go to the calls. It's just, I just start thinking about the type of men and women we're up against that work for the system at the top. The type of delusional trash, like Nancy Pelosi saying that the Planned Parenthood videos are all fake and she wants it investigated and they're a fraud and they're a hoax and they're manufactured, and then going, but I've never seen any of it. We have yes men running things that don't care if 91% of the nuclear reactors, or is it 93, excuse me, are leaking. I mean, 30 years ago they cared. They don't care anymore. They don't care about their kids. They're mentally ill. This world creates a type of artificial borderline personality disorder that is now spreading like a disease to the general public as well, where they don't even care if they're being destroyed. They don't even care if things are falling apart around them. They don't even care if they're wrong. They don't care. They will continue to gibber and laugh and say they control reality while they sink the entire planet. Let's go to your phone calls. I apologize to Tim for saying I'd go to him and I didn't. Tim, you're on the air from Wyoming. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. You were talking earlier about Vladimir Putin. I think that he's just defending his country from tyranny. He doesn't appreciate worldwide tyranny, and of course neither do you, and neither do 99% of your listeners, most likely. But I'm pretty much a new listener to you. You actually said something that I've that I said myself a few years ago. I had no idea that other people even thought that way. I said it to a woman who, with the League of Women Voters, she said, why do you think the parties are the same? And I took a quarter out of my pocket and I flipped it in the air and I said, look, both sides are attached to each other and they have the same core value. So you said the coin, this is attached to the coin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm glad that people are waking up to the fact that our country is basically being destroyed from the inside and the outside. I'd say more from the inside than the outside, unfortunately. When I was a member of the John Birch Society years ago, I started being woken up. Friends of mine told me, hey, this Alex Jones guy, you got to listen to him. I didn't even know about you. This was about 15 years ago, and you were, I mean, fairly new, I guess, at the time, but I didn't even know about you. I had no idea, and I just started listening. Like I say, I appreciate everything you're doing and everything you're saying, and, of course, I'm not trying to just, blindly pat
you
on the
back. No, I hear
you,
brother. I appreciate you, too, and it's the power of word of mouth. It's the power of the people that will overthrow the establishment media, the establishment corporations, and all these globalists. Look at how McDonald's is in trouble. Look at how all these globalist corporations like Monsanto are in trouble. We the people do have the power. That's why the system wants to overthrow what's left of the free market and our power to vote with dollars and our purchases and replace it with a totally top-down command and control economy where there is no choice. Then they've really got us. God bless you. Good to have you as part of the listenership, Tim. Thank you. Great points. Mitchell in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, brother. This is Mitchell from the Fort Worth area. I've been listening to politics for about a year now. And just 4 days ago, Alex, I made a Twitter and I came to this conclusion what exactly is wrong with our society. If I could break it down into two reasons, I would say it's our loss of social cohesion. We no longer have this idea of loving thy neighbor. We have an asset forfeiture society. Reason number two, we've lost our strong local Christian morals, and our passion has become strange, and conservatives are now crazy. Brother, are you there?
I'm listening, yes. Yeah, there's somebody on call waiting to call you.
Okay, if I could just tell you a real quick story. I've been going to a community college in my area, and I got kicked out the other day, and I was told I could never come back until I talked to a crisis counselor. I've been told by my teachers that I was not allowed to talk about libertarian ideas before and after class. And the day I got...
Oh, yeah, universities everywhere. If you even talk at lunch or in a courtyard to one person about freedom, you're being given academic suspension or probation. It's even happening to PhD students at the University of Texas. We're doing kind of an undercover thing. We're about to start. I'm just going to let them know they don't care. They're so arrogant. Where they actually, basically chant, we do not have questions. We do not ask questions. We submit. Whites are evil. This is white people. We are bringing in world government. I mean, it is total cult level control. So tell me about your evil that you committed. You talked to someone after class. That's not allowed. And you got in some trouble for talking in America?
Absolutely. The day before it happened, I was in a conversation with a veteran next to me. And I was talking about how abortion was just about population control and dehumanizing. And it got the whole class in their own little clique talking about politics. And my professor walked in, my welding professor, and he said, I don't even want to know, because everybody had started clapping, Alex. They weren't clapping for me. They were clapping against me. They were tired of hearing my political dissidents, and they hated me, Alex. But I tried to leave. I went to my professor, and I told him, I can't do this. You're trying to suppress my pursuit of happiness. I only want to talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm just not mature enough to go a single day without talking about my passions. And they told me I couldn't do it. And I packed up my stuff, and I tried to leave.
Well, I always play how this works. You shouldn't let them win. And I get once class starts, you can't be disruptive, and it's not. And it wasn't a political class. I would do it on the grounds, at lunch, in the parking lot, the folks you talk to. But it does show the mindset of people where in a group, they get a thrill out of shutting speech down. And they're going to enjoy when their bank accounts are taken. They're going to enjoy when they're forcibly inoculated. But they've been taught groupthink and the power of hissing and shouting somebody down. Good to hear from you. But, you can't be disruptive. I'm not saying you were disruptive. But you're saying you packed up your stuff and left because of it. I'm not saying you're in the wrong. I think they're in the wrong. but you've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Never count your money when you're sitting at the table. They'll be calm enough for counting when the dealing's done. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you again. I've spent some time researching this, and I've kind of written it out, so let me just spit it out real quick, and I want your opinion on it. If people think what's been done in this country under the current administration is bad, it's what is yet to come that we need to keep our eye on. Ultimately, it'll be the people as a whole that'll either stop or participate in the demise of this country. All the perversion and anti-American activity that's been pushed or displayed to the population is being done with a purpose. If we look back just 70 years ago, we can see why. In Germany, prior to the adoption of National Socialism, the country was comprised of two-thirds Protestants and one-third Catholic. They were essentially a Christian nation. Coming into the 1930s and before the rise of Hitler, Germany was considered the most socially progressive country in Europe. Open homosexuality, transgendered persons, the whole cabaret culture was adopted and thrust upon the population.
The roaring 20s, it became super party time.
Correct. By the types of people that we would call liberals today. In fact, the first recorded male-to-female gender reassignment surgery occurred in Berlin in 1931. This type of activity and behavior was hefted upon the average German who was tolerant because of their Christian foundations. Initially,
no, exactly. True Christians are susceptible because we are so open and free, and then we are taken over by other cults.
Correct. So having this thrown in front of their face over and over and over again, they saw it as destroying their traditional value system and were watching it being thrust upon their children. It was grinding on the psyche of the average German citizen, much like is happening in the United States today. Then suddenly a tough-talking guy comes on the scene speaking in populist language about restoring the greatness of Germany, knowing exactly this is exactly what the average citizen desired. One of the first actions taken to return Germany to greatness was the Reichstag fire decree, which I know you are totally familiar with.
Yeah, false flag. Then Hitler had all the homosexuals in the SA rounded up and killed, and not the long knives. That pleased the public.
I'll just fast forward ahead so we can skip a lot of it. But the Reichstag fire decree opened up all sorts of restrictions on personal liberty, rights of freedom of expression. It even allowed for postal, telephonic, and telegraphic communications to be eavesdropped on. I mean, it's a mirror of what happened with the Patriot Act. After that, they started with the book burning, which was literally the burning of pornography and associated materials and textbooks that were viewed as the source of the perversion in the society.
And once they set that precedent, then they could ban all other criticism.
It got worse and worse and worse. Then the roundups began. And once they started concentrating people in ghettos and rounding people up, the browbeaten population was now effectively scared into submission.
And they started having lockdowns of ghettos and checkpoints only in select areas to condition the public. Same thing now.
Absolutely. At this point, their submission and worship of God was transformed into submission and worship of the state, and the groundwork was laid for all hell to break loose. So as scary as the shift under the current political leadership in America is, it's the rapid and extreme movement in the other direction that we should all be acutely aware of. The people are ready to support anyone who's willing to get the job done, and this is the point where, as Joseph Stalin said, decades can happen in weeks, swinging this country so far in the other direction that we'll find ourselves quickly on the wrong side of history. We have a stunningly ignorant, browbeaten population crying out for a strong leader to restore the greatness of America. We have the legal framework of control in place. We have dozens of groups from preppers and patriots to transgendered persons who have arrogantly identified themselves thanks to pop culture encouragement through TV and whatnot. The surveillance structure that's in place to catalog everybody so they know who's a threat before they ever take a move.
And that's Jade Helm.
It's all sorts of things that have been going on. We have religious, ethnic, and other minorities that have been blamed for every ill possible, proudly identifying themselves. We have leaders emerging who are pitching populist messages with a get-it-done attitude who will pledge to restore the greatness of the United States. Everything is in place. We just need the right leader and another catalyst event, and we're going to be in deep trouble. One has to ask themselves if, for instance, the Republican tough guy candidate with the populist rhetoric, if he were to be elected and with his get-it-done attitude wanted to round up and deport ethnic or religious minorities like Hispanics and Muslims, how many people in today's society would really oppose it?
A lot of folks would go for it, and then he'd have the precedence to do it to everybody.
Absolutely. So once that starts, how is the voice of reason ever going to stop it? The bottom line is one man is not going to fix the mess in this country. He will only act to lead us all to our own demise. The only way to fix this is for the people themselves to find it in their gut to stand up and speak out. Thank you for letting me get that out.
Sure. Let me say this, Mike. You wrote that, didn't you? Because, I mean, that was well written.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what website is that on? What did you write that for?
I wrote it last night. I emailed a rough copy to David Knight. I was busy when I wrote it.
I know this. I was sent some other great stuff from an investment banker I met in the Cayman Islands. I read it this morning. Meant to give it to the webmaster to post. I didn't. I'm going to give that to some of the guys during the break. I just forget. There's so much going on. What you wrote really sounds great, so why don't you send it to showtips@infowars.com, and we'll post it. Absolutely. The danger of the extremist leftist takeover right now is real, so I'm fully opposing the Democrats. If the Republicans start acting fascist and there's some guy on a white horse, I will then oppose them. It appears the globalists worldwide, though, are afraid of fascist movements, and they're going with liberal, socialist, communist-styled movements. But this is so outrageous that it makes me wonder if they're trying to condition us to accept a fascist curveball. And so I think what you're saying is very, very important. In fact, we'll take this five-minute call and put it up as its own video. I think it's very informative. What would you call it? Parallels from Nazi Germany to America? Or beware the man on a white horse? What should we call this piece, Mike?
I'm just honored that you would do it.
No, sure, but we'll put your article up. But I mean, what I'm asking is, what would you call this last 5 minutes? That the political climate is ready for fascism?
I liked your first line better because the parallels, they're almost on, you can't ignore them. They're so blatantly obvious.
Well, the same British social engineers that set Germany up are setting the U.S. up. And I'm not saying Britain runs it, but their systems of control of the British Empire are the most sophisticated. And it's all declassified. Man, they put Hitler in. They set him up. They had secret treaties. He was hanging out with the King of England. He thought that he was playing the bad cop for him, that England was going to come in and with the U.S. and go after the Russians. They double-crossed him, started giving weapons to Russia. He turned Operation Barbarossa. And so I'm not saying Hitler was a good guy. He was crazy and really bad, but he thought he was good. And, man, look how he got set up. And the Germans were smart, but they just could not deal with the super, you know, fifth-dimensional level, fourth-dimensional level chess that British intelligence plays. I mean, it's nasty, it's sickening, it's filthy, it's evil, and it's what the British developed in 1,000 years of war with their neighbors. And it's just a system of a map of false reality, and it's a great crime. I appreciate your call, Mike. We're going to go to break and do 5 minutes overdrive. Then the whole next hour is coming up with Anthony Gucciardi. Paul Watson has a sore throat today. He'll be in tomorrow. In the fourth hour of Overdrive, the wrap-up show, where they cover what we covered on the show and the latest developments, Anthony Gucciardi will be hosting the fourth hour today, breaking down some breaking news, including new claims that ISIS could soon have nuclear capabilities. The globalists could set off a nuke and bring in martial law and claim ISIS did it. The latest videos from today that we haven't gotten to and much more. Paul Watson will also be popping in to talk about what's coming up on tomorrow's show. Yes, Paul Watson is hosting tomorrow because my son is now 13, and I've only taken him hunting probably 15 times. I've been hunting 15, 20 times by the time I was 7. So I'm taking my son dove hunting tomorrow. I do intend to shoot a report in the morning. That'll be part of the show with the latest, but I am taking my son hunting tomorrow outside Austin with my father and others. So it's just got to happen. I can say God's laid it on my heart, but it's just in my gut. I need to spend more time with my children, and I'm going to be doing that. But the nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock as well, that Paul Watson will be hosting the entire first 3 hours tomorrow, and then I'm not sure who's doing the fourth hour tomorrow. Before we end this hour, incredible liver shield sold out for months. An unlimited supply came back in. The full shipment came in. It is one of the hottest items ever. You can learn about liver shield for daily use or liver shield with a deep cleanse. Deep cleanse did sell out. We do have the Child Ease, a lot of their products that are back in. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We can call and answer all your questions. And your purchases from the operation. Stay with us, fourth hour.
Thank
some
you
stations don't carry it. InfoWars.com/show.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Stay tuned for other broadcasts that are important as well.